AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. An American woman who was an expert on public health issues is among the dead in a terrorist attack on a hotel in Mali. There were at least 20 people killed by gunmen there. President Obama has condemned that attack.
The president says just as militants did a week ago in Paris, the gunmen in Mali slaughtered innocents.
And once again, this barbarity only stiffens our resolve to meet this challenge.
He says America and its allies will be relentless in bringing those behind this attack and others like it to justice.
We'll continue to root out terrorist networks. We will not allow these killers to have a safe haven.
Speaking to a business audience in Malaysia, Obama noted many of the victims had come to Mali to help bring peace to the strife-torn former French colony and said America will stand with Malians as they work to build a democratic future. Mark Smith, Washington.
Meantime, the president is pushing back against efforts to keep Syrian refugees from coming to the U.S. He's vowing that America will be a welcoming place for millions fleeing violence around the world. In a wide-ranging forum in Iowa, the GOP presidential candidates talked about the refugee situation and a number of other topics, including the ways in which a president should deal with issues. Senator Marco Rubio was critical of President Obama for striking out against Republicans on the refugee issue.
In the aftermath of the attacks in Paris, we had a president that spent more time attacking Republicans than he did talking about how we're going to attack ISIS.
Meantime, Ben Carson expressed concern about the rise of political correctness in America.
It's used as a control mechanism, and it's used for intimidation. And, you know, when you stop and you think about it, it's absolutely antithetical to the very principles of the founding of this country.
That candidate forum was interrupted by protesters who were opposed to the deportation of immigrants who are in this country illegally. Ford workers have narrowly approved a new four-year contract. It wraps up 5 months of negotiations. This is AP Radio News. Up to a foot of wet, heavy snow is expected in parts of the Midwest as the first snowstorm of the season makes its way across the Plain States. Iowa and northern Illinois are expected to get some of the largest snow totals. In Washington, a sign of the season, the official Christmas tree for the U.S. Capitol arrived on Friday.
It's my honor and privilege today to accept this 2015 Capitol Christmas tree on behalf of the United States Congress.
That's the architect of the Capitol, Stephen Ayers. It took 2 weeks for the tree to make it to Washington from Alaska. Hundreds of people gathered outside a Minneapolis police precinct Friday night to call for peace and the release of videos after a black man was fatally shot by an officer a week ago. Protesters have been camped out at the police station since Jamar Clark was shot last Sunday. Local police and federal officials, though, are refusing to release the video of the shooting, saying they don't want any material released while an investigation continues. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.